Hey guys, my name is Angel and welcome to Talking to the Wall, my brand new podcast which will cover a variety of topics from my favorite TV shows, movies, sneakers, pop culture, marriage, and any other random topic I find interesting. Today, we'll be covering the ongoing quarantine. But before we get into that, let me tell you a little bit more about myself. I was born and raised here in Orange County, California, 31 years young, not old, guys. I still feel like a little baby. And I'm a huge nerd when it comes to Star Wars, Marvel, and I'm a huge sneakerhead. So you name them, I like shoes, Yeezys, Jordans, Kobe's, and I'm a huge movie fanatic. So I love watching movies. But let's get right into this. We have a ongoing quarantine. We're in August now, so we've been on lockdown, or at least some stay-at-home orders since March, since everything closed down here in California. But I do have a special guest with me, hopefully a regular on this show, and it's going to be my wife, Diana.
Hello.
So let's just get into this.
Okay.
Do you remember the first time hearing about COVID-19 and kind of what your initial reaction was through the news or through any outlet?
I think it was at work. I heard about it briefly, but I think we were getting ready to go on a work trip. It was, and we had to fly out there, so I was a little concerned about flying, especially during COVID. But then again, I think we heard about it, about everything closing down. I think it started when we went to Universal, and they started closing Disneyland down, and that's when we were like,
this is real.
Yeah, this is real. But it got scary for me when they just started reporting more cases showing up in the U.S., yeah. But then when Disney closed, it was like, ooh.
This is serious.
This is serious. They never close for anything.
Yeah.
Not even for the holidays.
Yeah, I think the last time, well, from what I remember, they closed for, I think, 9/11.
I think
that was the last time.
2001.
Which was almost 20 years ago.
Yeah. So it's this is serious. If they're looking to close their doors.
Yeah.
It's because they know maybe something more than we don't, or I'm not sure, but it was something that we were, I think, a little scared of.
I think I was on the same boat as everyone else, that I think I heard it on the news, and I just remember thinking to myself, like, oh, it's all the way in China, across mm-hmm. the seas. This isn't ever going to come over here. And lo and behold, it's taken over the U.S.
It's definitely affecting us a lot more than we initially thought it would affect us.
Absolutely. So. What about since everyone's been quarantined, or at least trying to stay at home and maintain safety here in California, which was actually one of the worst states,
I know,
according to CDC.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously you've been working from home. How's that whole experience been as far as, you know, from day one to, you know, now in August, since you've been working from home since March?
I think in the beginning it's kind of exciting, not that because of COVID, but because I was going to get to work from home, something different. And I was like, oh, I get to, you know, be in the comfort of my home. I feel a little safer. And at first I really enjoyed it. I wanted that downtime. And now I'm kind of like, okay, I'm ready to go back. I'm ready to be around people. I'm ready to leave my apartment. I'm ready to get ready again. Because now I can roll out of bed, come on the couch, pull out my laptop. So at first I think I didn't think it was going to last this long. I was like, oh, it'll be temporary, maybe a month or two. I didn't take it as it's going to be over 5 months. What are we, 6 months?
Yeah, almost. Yeah,
almost 6 months.
Now, yeah, 6 months.
So I didn't think it would last this long. But now that it has, it's a little more concerning, and feel like I'm ready to just be around people. I talk to the wall, literally. There's no one in the apartment. You go to work, so it's just myself binging TV shows, and I can only take and then I have to cook for myself every day. I'm home all the time, so I've had to, you know, take care of the home, and you start cooking more, and it's a lot more work than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and I think that being able to, you know, go into work, I've been able to keep that sort of sanity as far as me keeping my normal routine and not being able to break it. But at the same time, I feel that most of the time I'm at work, I think the initial when we closed down in March, it was a lot of uncertainty, didn't know what was going to change as far as what my job or position at my work was going to be, and trying to figure out, you know, everything else along with everyone else that was kind of like, hey, are you going to have a job? Are you going to, you know, go on unemployment and all that stuff that's going on? It's just
everything was so up in the air because we've never been through something like this,
which is something pretty crazy.
And I think at first it was like, okay, how long could we possibly be on lockdown? And I think at first I was kind of appreciative of like, we have to slow down. Like, we're always go, go, go. We're never really just taking a moment to take it all in and be home and enjoy our home and slowing down, reading more books, catching up on shows. But now it's like, okay, we're ready to go back up.
Yeah. I think it's just the safety part of everything. And now even just going to the grocery store or just doing something that was so mundane, I think we get so much more
scared.
You know, I think it was a nervousness and being like, wait, where am I going to go? What am I going to touch? Who's been there before me? And now I see it as some almost like a escape for some people. Some people are just like, I don't leave my house. I have to go somewhere.
Yeah, let me go to the grocery store. I know people that haven't left their home since March, maybe once, twice.
You know, and that's pretty crazy in itself. But at the same time, you can, you know, basically order anything and have something, you know, brought
to
your door.
That is the beauty of it. Like, Amazon is making,
you know,
so much money off of us.
I think their company stock is just billions now, which is pretty crazy.
And
I mean,
every grocery delivery service that we have available, you can get Postmates or Uber Eats, DoorDash. There's so many options, and it's a reality that I think we all didn't know. Oh, we need to step outside.
Yeah.
But we also, I think, as human beings, need fresh air. We need to go outside.
I think it's just, I think it really, like, you know, I think you said it was just, it paused everyone to slow down.
Yeah,
and kind of take a look at everything and just being like, whoa, this is not going to be a month or 2 months. It's going to take some time before we even get anywhere close to being normal again. But the one thing that I think surprised me the most was how, I find this amusing, because how many people were struggling to put on a mask. It's just crazy that people are, you know, essentially up in arms to just put on a piece of cloth and put it over their face for such a nuisance for them. And it's just like, hey, just put it on, you know, get in, get out, do what you need to do, and you know, go back home. But
I think it's just being mindful of others and being respectful. And if this is what's going to help us, let's be cooperative and do it. And let's be respectful of people that are working, nurses, doctors, essential workers,
grocery store workers,
everybody.
Yeah,
they're risking their lives. People are dying. They're being affected from it.
Yeah.
And their families, of course, teachers, everybody.
Everyone. It's not just
Let's
one
just
person.
Let's just come together.
You know, I've been saying it for quite some time. We're all in this together. It's not going to change until we make a group effort.
Right.
And as not even just as the U.S., but just as a human beings in general, just period. But on to other things that you've been binging, anything that are listeners should be watching or something you can recommend to them. Since
I've been watching too much TV. So usually my routine is waking up, going on my laptop, putting some sort of show on Netflix or Hulu in the background. And I've been binging. I got into 90 Day Fiancé a lot.
Okay.
So we binged that.
I recall that.
Before the 90 days. And then I got into Happily Ever After. And then I started watching The Chantel Family.
Yeah. One of the,
which is one of the spinoffs.
Okay.
What else have we been watching? I've been watching a lot of, we did Selling Sunset.
Okay.
I was interested into that. You got really into
it
too.
Well, I thought it was just interesting, just the whole dynamic
the
of
real
all
estate
the,
and
how
the
much
hills.
Money they made on just selling
the commission.
You know, a few million dollar home and the commission, they'd be like, well, why
do
you need
to
work?
A little backstory on it. I'm a big Hills fan. So I found out that the same, I think, executive producer produced this new show on Netflix, and I was like, I need to watch it. And it turns out it's about selling real estate over in LA on Sunset.
Yeah.
So Angel was like, what are you watching? And he comes along and he sees these $1 million homes, and the commission, they always show you the estimated commission
yeah, of what they're going to be making, which I thought was just ridiculous.
Drama. And I just love the drama and the style in which it's kind of similar to The Hills, how it's filmed, and it's addicting. I think you got really into the second season.
I just thought it was just so crazy, the whole aspect on how you were able to do that. And like, they're like, oh, we're going to, you know, build a, you know, an 80-inch yeah. TV into the ground, and it's going to prop up.
These people working.
And it was just insane. I was like, what are you? That'll only set us back, you know, $100,000 to get this TV in the floor, and it'll float up. And I just thought the whole aspect behind what they do and how they do it. And dealing with, like, you know, I think the second season had, was it Larsa?
Larsa Pippen.
Yeah, she was in there, and it was odd. Just be like,
she's I need a bigger home.
I just need a bigger home. I have 12 cars. You know, like, yeah, exactly. She had, like, 12 cars. I was like,
I was like,
if you can have it, I guess. But still, it's just pretty crazy. I think another one that you obviously love, and we'll be discussing more, is Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes.
And
I'm
that
a big
show,
true crime fan, and I think I've gotten you into it more.
I think it just scares me, though, how much you're into it. So, FYI, guys, if I go missing, you know, don't look too far, please. But, yeah, Unsolved Mysteries is just like, there's, you know, millions or thousands of stories similar to these as far as,
right,
you know, across the U.S. and just, but these ones that were plucked to be on the show,
Just
so shocking. Like, what the heck happened? You needed to be there in order to find out what's going on.
It's crazy how within minutes or a day, people can just disappear.
Vanish.
And nobody, no witnesses.
No one saw anything. They didn't catch them on a camera.
And I don't want to ruin the season, so I don't want to give anything away. But
it's really good, guys. If you're into crime, mystery, murder mystery stuff,
just the
mystery,
first episode will hook you in,
you know, it'll reel you in, but just make sure you don't watch it at night.
Yeah,
no. Watch it during the day.
I wanted to watch it when it dropped on midnight, and you're like, no, we have to watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not gonna risk it. And then the other show that I really, you know, well, more of a docuseries, was The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, which was amazing for all you sport fans and aholics that have been missing sport. I thought it was a really good binge.
It is.
And
it is a really
kind of seeing his story and his, you know, basically him telling his own story, which was really cool, and kind of seeing what was involved to, you know, make him and, you know, Chicago Bulls one of the best teams.
I didn't know all the history behind it, or the involvement with Pippen and him and Dennis Rodman. I didn't know. I mean, we were
a
younger.
Yeah, we were a lot younger, obviously. But, you know, I do remember just seeing that everywhere. Actually, I think had a jersey growing up, and, you know, Jordan Red Bulls jersey. And
I just remember talking about him in elementary school, and I was like, okay. And then Space Jam came out, and my cousin would watch that movie every single day.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. And I feel like I'm stuck in, like, that version of MJ. And now I'm like, oh my God, he's older.
He's older.
I mean, he still looks great for his age. He's just older. But we've also been watching Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah, Down to Earth. On that Netflix. Was amazing. I don't think we finished it, but we're almost there.
It's
just talking about, a little recap and just kind of seeing what the world is about and how to make this world last for not just us, but for future generations. And I think it was a big eye-opener to see how, it's kind of sad, but it's just how bad the U.S. is doing compared to other countries, even.
With resources
and being able to.
We're not as green as we probably should be. I mean, I think we're trying, but.
Not enough.
No, I mean, just with with Iceland?
Yeah, from everything. Yeah. The one that stood out to me.
It's sad because it makes us want to travel.
Yeah.
And it's like, we can't.
We're kind of on lockdown, and most of the countries aren't accepting us right now. But
I think we can only fly here in the U.S., right?
Yeah, U.S., I think I think Mexico.
We can't even go to Canada. We can't go to Europe. Yeah. Can't go to the Bahamas.
Yeah. None of that. Unless you're Kylie Jenner and have a private jet and you could just jet away.
Yeah. No, we don't have a private jet.
But I think the one episode that stood out to me the most was the Paris episode and how their water system mm-hmm. and like how much like bad essentially purified water is.
Yeah,
like
the there's water so much sommelier? Stuff
like the minerals and everything that's enticed in, you know, natural spring water that actually has healing properties, which was a really cool episode to watch and kind of hear that whole statement and figuring out like, hey, water is everywhere, but we got to figure out the best usage and how we drink it, essentially.
Yeah.
But I don't remember
what it's very interesting just how they have water, water available to everybody. So you can stop by to refill your water bottle.
Oh, yeah, water bottle fountains to actually fill up your, like, the mineral water. And they actually sell sparkling or, like, give you free sparkling water.
Yeah, it's just made available to people.
To everyone. So no one.
Residents, yeah.
Yeah, to anyone that's in Paris, essentially. And I don't.
And we didn't realize it when we were there.
I don't remember when we were there. I didn't ever, just never came to mind. And so, but I think we were just eating all these
things. Can you imagine if we just had water available throughout the city here throughout California?
You know, mineral water. Like, yeah, that would be amazing.
It's a really just like feel good show, and it talks more about the importance of your mental health, your balance in life, and
give and take.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like being more in tune with yourself and with everything that's surrounding us in different, you know, he visits different countries and
just their food, everything. Yeah. Well, I think the other one was I think the small town in Italy where he was just like, I don't remember the last time, you know, I ate a carb in like 6 months or...
No, 10 years.
10 years
he
or whatever.
He hadn't touched a carb because he said for Baywatch, he got into the best shape of his life.
Yeah.
And he had not eaten a carb for 6 months, entire time he was prepping for it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But that's what we think. And in that town, they said,
we eat pasta and carbs all the time.
Low protein, more carbs. He's like, that is completely opposite of what I've been taught. By any trainer in LA.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I think it was really, like you said, it was a really good feel-good show. I think that I really enjoyed that one.
I think
one.
We need it during these times.
Yeah, during these uncertain
just
situation.
To see the beauty everywhere else, but...
Can't able to travel.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I like the idea of it.
Yeah, but how about Hulu? What shows did we watch on Hulu? I don't even remember.
Oh, the fashion show.
I don't remember.
With, oh my God, the supermodel, or former supermodel.
Don't remember.
That they were the designers who were creating, and then it would go straight to Amazon.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that show.
Making
I do recall. Is it Making the Cut? I think it might have been Making the Cut.
I think so. Oh my God, why can't I think of her name? I don't
remember. Heidi Klum.
There you go. That's a really good show, and it was awesome because you got to see the pieces, and then right after it's like, they're on Amazon. And my boss told me about that one. So I was like, okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Hulu, what else? I feel like
it's
been 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, I think that's what took over our queue for a while. And then, you know, we've been watching just random stuff and actually rewatching stuff. Like right now we're on the rewatch of New Girl.
Yeah.
Kind of got my brother-in-law into that show.
And we were all about Tiger King.
Oh, yeah. Well, that took everywhere.
took everyone in the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, now everyone's looking at us like Tiger King. how about books? What have you been reading or kind of on that Kindle?
I recently joined a small book club with my boss and coworkers. And we were reading, what is it called? It is the Hunger Games prequel.
Okay.
And it talks about, for those of you that are familiar with it, Snow, the President Snow in the Capitol. It talks about his journey becoming, you know, when he was younger and what he went through. It was a good read. I wouldn't say I was as enticed to finish it as I was with the other books. But my coworkers just read so fast. And I'm a little bit of a slow reader. So... that was that one. That's one book that I read. I picked up the Michelle Obama book I was reading. I didn't finish it, so I need to pick that back up. And I'm reading another book called Tamed. So I have certain books in the queue, and I have Wuthering Heights. That one, I read it in the beginning when we were first dating, and I didn't finish it. But yeah, if you guys have any good books to recommend, send them over.
I need to catch up on
my reading. You need to finish reading Harry Potter.
Yeah, guys, I'm stuck on book number one, and I do have that on audio, so I'm kind of just lacking.
It's been since you've met me that you've
eventually, I'll read the first book, and hopefully.
When I was rereading them, I was on book four.
Yeah.
So you need to speed up.
I gotta speed up on my Harry Potter reading. I think the other book that I kind of just I wanted to read was obviously the Kobe book, The Mamba Mentality.
R.I.P. Kobe.
Yeah, it's pretty sad that. Took him passing away for me to like, I kind of had that on my queue too to be like, I want to get around to reading that and kind of seeing what, obviously his mentality has always been through not only sports, but just life in general.
He was so close to us. He was in Newport.
Yeah, that was another.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
I can't believe what I'm really upset is that we never got to see him play in person.
Yeah, and that was just the funniest thing, though. I think I remember... that the last game that he played obviously was on my birthday, April 13th. And I just remember before he even made the announcement that it was going to be his last game, I just remember looking at tickets to be like, we should just get some cheapy tickets. It was a Wednesday game.
Nosebleeds.
And just get some, whatever tickets just so I can at least see him play, and especially on my birthday. And just being like, whatever, we'll get some nosebleeds. Yeah. And then, lo and behold, he's like, month before, he's like, that's gonna be my last game ever. So it was pretty
expensive.
No, well, they went up, but like the day, if I would have known beforehand to be like, this is gonna be his last game, at least it'll be worth it to see him play.
Right.
But obviously I did watch the game from home, but obviously it's not the same as being live at a game.
But you were such a Kobe fan too. We both were.
Yeah.
Growing up. So
yeah, it was heartbreaking.
You should get that book.
Yeah. I'll throw that in my queue. I just got to get it. And I think the one thing that the quarantine, I think when it first happened and we went on lockdown and stay at home, we just started eating every single thing we saw.
Quarantine 15.
It's more like quarantine 20. But I think that
was a crazy first month.
I think not only for us, but for just everyone involved, because I think that's when that panic broke and everyone's like, I'm going to buy all the toilet paper I can have in my house. And I'm like, no, like it's, you'll still be able to go to the grocery store.
We couldn't find water.
We
couldn't find toilet paper,
paper towels, any sort of napkin to that extent. And I think it just got to the point of it was just like, I think the media was feeling just a lot of like, scare tactics almost to be like, this is, the lockdown is serious and the coronavirus is here.
I think because it was something so new that's never, I don't think in our lifetime we've gone through.
Something like that.
I don't even know if our parents or grandparents, your grandparents, I'm not sure. So I think it was like, hey guys, we don't want to alarm you, but, stock up on everything. And everybody just ran to the store.
Some people just flipped the switch.
Taking everything and anything.
Well, even stuff that wasn't even like...
No, relevant.
Relevant.
Why is toilet paper... Is this one of the symptoms? Like, do you need toilet paper?
Yeah, or even just hand soap.
Sanitizer. Do you remember when I was traveling for my work trip in February? I was trying to get sanitizer wiped clean. I was like, wait, why is there no sanitizer? Remember I came back and I'm like, there was no Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
Clorox wipes that we've never had an issue finding them.
And they just became flying off the shelf and
Costco was like,
I think the one thing. Oh yeah.
Costco was a whole my dad area. We ran up to try to even just go into Costco. The line probably 2 hours long.
Yeah, 2 hours not long, exaggerating. Around the street, around the block, two everywhere. 2 hours. Yeah, it was pretty, it was a crazy time for us. Now, obviously, now we're in August and everything. I don't know, when did everything start coming back? I know.
Toilet paper's still like pretty low.
Well, it's low, but like you can still find it. It's not yeah. as difficult.
It's not as scarce.
Yeah, scare. Well, that too, but I think it was, I think hand sanitizer is still coming, touch and go, like, you'll see it.
Clorox wipes, we still haven't been able to get a hold of.
We had a friend find two for us randomly, but as far as that consistency, it's not there. Hand soap, I'm seeing it more, it's here and there, but I think one of the stuff that
the people that probably hoarded everything, they're like, we're good for the year.
I think that was the crazy part, because I know that it had to, including Costco, I don't know what other companies did that as well, or at least grocery stores were like, no, once you buy it, certain items like toilet paper, hand sanitizer, hand soap, it's an all final sale, so you can't return
it. And they're limiting it now, yeah, which is something stores were like, okay, you want to take 10 gallons of milk,
yeah,
take them. We can't say, what can you say? Yeah, no,
no, they can't.
There's no rule against, well, there was no rule against it before, but now, and thankfully now they're limiting the amount of people, because that first week,
it was overcrowded. A free-for-all.
It was crazy. They weren't mandating masks yet. So it was like it the was opposite of what they told us to do. We were doing.
It was like a free-for-all, and everyone's like, get your own toilet paper, or I'm going to punch you in the face.
Just run.
Just run with your toilet paper. And I don't know. It was a crazy time. That was just like,
it seems so long ago, but
it was literally a few months ago. And that's what's scary, because it's just like people all of a sudden were just like, oh, shoot. I don't think I need like a garage full of toilet paper. Like, because I would see pictures. I don't know how, you know, realistic or real these pictures were, where people were making like forts with their toilet paper because they had so many. And I was like, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but like, I guess you don't have to buy toilet paper for at least a year or something.
I mean,
to
your
that
mom
extent.
Was like, I'm ready. I've been ready for you this. Know,
my mom's a coupon lady. So
she's a coupon queen.
So she already had her.
She's
her.
Like, what do you need?
I know. What do you got? I got it. But yeah, it was just a crazy time. I can't believe it was just a few months ago. And
we were talking like, guys, this can't go past July.
No, we were.
Past July.
I think with everyone
or
that
June.
We, yeah, with everyone that we discussed, they were, no, we'll be back to normal by no later than June, July max. We'll get through this, and it's just like, no, we're still here.
And it's not a laughing matter. It's just like,
it's crazy.
The fact that we were so naive and we're like, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. I think by just August. Being here in the United States, I think we just grew up with that mentality. Just be like, no, we've overcome, we've done other things, and we can do this. And now, just looking at the numbers that CDC released, and it's just like, you know, I think the one thing that a lot of the Californians that were here during this pandemic were all like, oh, Florida, you know, you guys have worse numbers. And it's just like, no, now it's California.
Now
we're
it's
the
us.
Ones, California, Florida, Texas, yeah. and New York. There's the top
we
four.
We also have the most population.
No. Well,
so,
you
yeah,
know,
I understand.
So it's just crazy just to kind of think of that. And that was, you know, I saw that mentality with people around me that were, oh, hey, you know, it could be worse. And I was like, no, it's pretty bad now, you know, August, you know.
We went into the known, and this is the new normal.
You know, and it's going to be the new normal for a while. I can, you know, see it. But obviously they're working on a vaccination and
a vaccine.
Vaccine. Not vaccination. No, a vaccine. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I mean, hopefully,
you know, that's, you know,
positive vibes.
Yeah, we're sending out some good vibes out there and trying to see
all,
you know,
positivity
and trying to overcome this thing together. And but I know that first month, like, you know, back on topic, it was just like, I think not only us, but everyone was just like, let's just eat whatever we want with no repercussions. And then you're just like, I gained like 15, 20 pounds.
Remember
why?
That meme that was like, guys, I've already eaten all my quarantine snacks for the month.
Oh,
in
yeah.
One week.
Yeah.
I think, or a day.
That was true. And I think that kind of pushed us to be like, whoa, I think we need to. It was a abrupt wake up call to be like, We have to kind of start watching what we eat again and kind of just taking care of ourselves just for the fact.
Because we were not being active at all.
No, zero activity with that first. Well, obviously, gyms were closed. Not that we were using it that much, but at least, you know, we had the excuse there. But now I think it just kind of opened up our eyes to be like, no, we got to start watching what we eat and kind of become more active since.
Just obviously being more aware of what we're putting in our bodies in the first place.
Yeah.
So we decided to start cooking at home more first.
That was a great plus. And I think that obviously as we're getting older, it was a good benefit from, you know, a bad situation to be like, hey, at least, you know, we're cooking more at home and kind of doing our own dishes and, you know, keeping it healthy. Well, just as far as our own little flair.
Yeah,
and
kind we of were like the what kind of like, let's just go out and eat.
Let's go.
I mean, we were eating more at home, but now it was like, okay, no, we're going to have to cut out carbs. We're on keto. So basically what that means, this diet is it's high fat, high protein, low carb. That took me a minute to think about. So we try to keep it below 20 grams of carbs a day. And it works for certain people. It doesn't work for everybody, but for us, it's been pretty good. We just feel better. And it's a plus that like it helps you just lose the weight that we've put on prior to quarantine or during quarantine. We wanted to not focus on the number.
Yeah, and I think
we wanted to do this.
Just I think our to I be think overall and
healthy.
Overall health. I don't think I for me at least I just wanted to feel a little bit better and kind of just being like, "Hey, I'm getting older. I think I should better now than later." And if it took a pandemic to kind of open up my eyes to that, it was just like, all right, I got to start eating better and watching. It's not
we're not experts.
Yeah.
We're still learning. Keto police don't come for us.
Yeah, please don't.
We're still learning. We're fasting too. That's something new that we've introduced. So we just want to keep our bodies, active and are just speeding up our metabolism is what's important to us. But we've been a lot more active.
Yeah, we've been hiking, guys. So hiking, obviously, I don't even remember when the trail started opening because I know that for a while they kind of closed everything down. But now, I think that was the one easy thing that we could have just do. And we're like, hey, we can hike. And obviously, we're in Orange County and a lot of the areas local around here are just like, oh, there's a lot of available hikes. Yeah, we started small little hikes.
Small hike, I think 3 miles.
And just kind of worked our way around Orange County, right?
Yeah, in Orange County. It's called, we were going to Peters Canyon. And then we've done a 10-mile hike and we've done Mount Baldy, which was our first peak ever.
Which was, I died actually in that peak.
We left our
left my soul up there.
A part of our soul up there.
Because it was.
I think that's what pushed us the hardest.
I think physically and mentally, because I just wanted to just call it quits, man. It was, I think, one of the, out of all the days to do that hike, and we went with a few hiking experts, and and it was just
we're newbies. We're baby newbies.
It was one of the hottest days ever freaking go hiking, and I was just like sunburned after that, and
I'm Mexican, but.
I knew I can get dark, but I did not know I could get sunburned and start peeling.
To a crisp.
And that's no joke.
Yeah, we were burnt, but that was on us. We didn't put on sunscreen and we didn't wear the right clothes.
Attire, gear.
The leisure wear. But it was fun. I think we learned to appreciate just hiking and pushing our body to those limits of we never thought we could do. A 10-mile hike or 8-mile hike
or a peak or 10,000 elevation or anything.
10,000, I think we hate it in the moment and you get a little sassy when we're inclined, but you've learned through it. You've learned to push yourself and it's been rewarding and it's like, whoa, look at how much we burned. Look at how active we were.
Yeah.
Like our little legs did that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to kind of look at it on paper and just.
I'm proud of us for that. I'm very proud of us.
It was quite a obstacle to overcome.
We said this is gonna be the one thing we want to accomplish. If this is the only thing we accomplish, we're going to hike more.
Yeah. And we've been pretty somewhat semi-consistent.
We're not as consistent as our friends. Want.
Yeah. As our friends are just, you know, they're crazy. So, you know, shout out to
Shelly and Ray. Yeah. They just like are hiking experts.
They're, you know, I think it's in their DNA. I think that I'll save that for another podcast with them. Yeah. Kind of what started that bug, but. We also recently got bikes.
We
got bikes recently. So I think that's the next venture that we want to try out. And, you know, we're pretty close to the, I think it's the Santa Ana River bank or the trail mm-hmm. that usually bicyclists. And we're just kind of just getting some cardio in when, you know, we feel like we don't, you know, have the opportunity to go hike, especially when it's, this summer has been pretty hot and brutal to be out there in a hike, but. You know, we've been trying to find other options.
Yeah, we're trying to find one way or another.
To kind of get some activity. To combine
it or find a good balance in between both of them. But thanks to our friends for being so supportive and motivating.
Yeah, no,
like,
seriously.
Get out there, guys. Be active. And we're like, yeah, sure, while we're eating our snacks.
Yeah. Hey,
watching Netflix. But now it's like, no, we've had our family come along. I've invited friends. And it's just a good way to be healthy, safe. Still keeping
maintain
the safe
safety
distance
and wearing masks.
Going out, getting some fresh air. I think walking is just such a good stress reliever.
Yeah, especially if you're on lockdown at home, and being able to get that fresh air does make a huge difference. And
it does.
You know, so I think that it's always a plus. Get some, even if it's walking, right? I think that's
fresh
how
air.
I think that's what we started to do initially.
Vitamin D.
I think it was the first thing that we did. We were just like, oh, hey, let's just go for a walk around our neighborhood. And that kind of just sparked it. And we're like, all right, let's keep the momentum going and kind of explore other options, and which led to hiking, now biking. Hopefully we can get that up and running properly. And, you know, it's been quite an adventure. But what do you feel like the most rewarding thing it's been, like, as far as, you know, being at home and in the lockdown, you know, during this, you know, unfortunate situation that we've been put in? Like, do you feel like you've accomplished something that
a positive spin? I think it's the time we've been investing in ourselves, just our health. I don't think that it's ever too late. I think us getting active, I mean, we would never have made the time really to go hiking.
No.
Like, we just went on another hike and it was like 3 a.m. we left here.
Yeah.
So that's something that I feel like we've been pushing ourselves slowly into it. But cooking, I'm excited for that.
It's just cooking. I think just cooking with you and being able to share
that. I'm excited about that.
And being able to kind of just grow on our culinary skills and, you know, kind of hone them, improve them. And I never thought I would get to that extent where I'd be like, oh, I don't know how my parents do it or my grandparents, and they cook and they do this.
Every
do
night
that.
We had a meal ready to go by the time we came home.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, I didn't cook before, really. It was mostly you cooking. But now it's like, okay, no, I need to learn. We've learned to make salsa. We've learned to make, that we've been making,
just desserts, keto friendly desserts, and being able to, I feel like a lot of the stuff that we've been able to kind of do on our own, it's just been like, oh, this is actually, you know, pretty healthy. And we've been able to find other alternatives, which was something, especially desserts. I'm a big, obviously, if you
sweets.
See me, I have a sweet tooth and I'm a little thick on the thicker side, but I just enjoy sweets and pastries. And so to be able to still have that and not feel too much guilt having that was amazing, because I know we've done some pretty cool desserts.
We've also made the cheese shell tacos.
Yeah.
Made out of cheese, like mozzarella cheese. And I think that's one of my favorites, too. And it's so easy.
Yeah, I didn't realize there were so many
other options.
And just
like changing that, replacing it with a regular tortilla, replacing this instead.
Yeah, a lot of substitutions,
good,
but it's something that, you know, was pretty, you know, easier said than done, but it's been very rewarding in that aspect. I think that, you know, it's continue to move forward, I guess.
What are you,
you know,
I think we can improve in our cooking, but
you know,
little changes, little things that we're improving here and there. And it feels nice to cook and know what you're putting into your body.
Yeah, there's so much, you know, I think that's another topic that, you know, I guess the food that, you know, I didn't realize, like, I would never, ever read the back of a label of anything we bought. Never. And now I'm just like, that's the first thing I look at, not just be like, oh, what's in here? What's the first ingredient? Is it, you know?
How much sugar
certain things have. I did not realize how much sugar was in Gatorade.
How much we were consuming.
How much sugar on a regular basis and, you know, in all aspects of what we would eat.
And don't get us wrong. Like, we still have days when we're like, oh, you know what? I just want some chips.
Yeah.
Or I want a little cheat meal. Yeah. Not a cheat day.
Yeah.
But
we've been learning that too.
Yeah, that's another thing. We'd be like, cheat day.
It's and a whole just day like go of crazy.
Whatever kind of food in your mouth.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, obviously, you know, something we're going to continue to move forward with as far as, you know, COVID-19 and, you know, the whole quarantine and, you know, take it one day at a time and just, you know, be safe out there, guys. And wear your mask, and, you know, if you don't need to go out, don't go out. If you don't need to put yourself at risk as far as, like,
but
you know.
But do whatever it need, like, keep yourself sane.
Yeah,
keep yourself. If you need to go out there for a walk,
yeah, go
take out, a walk.
Yeah. Start out little, guys. Start out trust small. Me, because I know that we were kind of, you know, scared to kind of step outside of our little apartment, but I think walking led to, all right, let's go hiking. Hiking now is leading to biking, and just find your little wins you can, anywhere you can, and just be safe and continue to push forward. I think that, you know, overall, you know, one day at a time, that's all you can do it.
Yeah, I think I agree completely with that. And I think it's focus on yourself, your mental health.
Yeah.
Keeping your body active. And if you just need a couple of days to sit down and binge TV, that's what you need. That's what you're going to do.
Whatever kind of soothes you and gets you centered.
Yeah, take whatever balance you need, as long as it's keeping you safe, healthy, sane. Just try to maintain that and find whatever works for you. And whatever works for us may not work for you.
Yeah. It's all trial and error, guys. It's all trial and error. It's not
different.
You're not going to get it off the right of the bat, but, you know, just be safe out there, guys. And, you know, thank you again to my wife for joining me on my first podcast ever.
Thank you.
Hopefully she'll be a regular guest. No, there's a lot of honor in that. And be safe out there, guys. And, you know, thank you for joining us here at Talking to the Wall. And, you know, keep talking to the wall. You might learn something new about yourself. So thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.